from OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello and welcome to the special edition of the Current OC. We're glad to have you watching during this time of holiday cheer and illness. I'm Braden Remener.
And I'm Joe Mayan. And I want to go to McDonald's, but unfortunately it is closed after 47 years of people consuming delectable cheeseburgers on the way into town.
McDonald's, a place where anybody, regardless of age, could have fun and enjoy a cheeseburger. Even if you weren't going for food, you could still hang out there with your friends and enjoy the vibes. A little over a week ago, Patrick Powers, owner of this location, announced that the 9th and West Avenue location would be closing for good. Patrick says that the building needed significant repairs and that it is heavily damaged. All employees got offered jobs at all other local McDonald's in the area. Now the question remains, what's going to happen to the property? According to our mayor, Jay Gilliam, there is no word as to what will happen to our beloved McDonald's.
I think it's a devastating loss to the city, absolutely.
So sad. What's your favorite McDonald's order?
I'll just go plain cheeseburger. I'm a classic kind of guy. Plain cheeseburger.
You know, I'm pretty bummed out, you know. I used to go there all the time, get some food, chill out, you know.
What's your favorite order from at McDonald's?
The $5 meal, the four nuggets, the McChicken, and the small Sprite, always.
That's what's up.
I feel really angry that it's closing.
Angry?
Yeah.
What's your favorite order from McDonald's?
Probably the Big Mac meal.
I'm very sad for Ronald.
Wow, this really hits close to home for me, but enough of this negativity. It's Christmas time, so let's continue this show with more positive stories. That's right, Joe. Now, what better way to celebrate this Christmas season than with a festive dance show with great tunes to get you in the holiday spirit? The Ocean City Dance Team, along with the dance gym classes, strutted their stuff with this holiday performance. Hey, like Santa, the 4th annual holiday dance show delivers again. Over 70 dancers hit the stage to show off their moves to many of your favorite holiday songs. The show's theme, A Very Merry Pinkmas, encouraged dancers and fans to wear all shades of pink as they dance the night away. Dance team coach Alyssa Morrison and Sarah Mamone led the way along with 21 dance team members. It was a great performance in front of a packed house. After the show, we caught up with some of the star dancers from the show.
What was your favorite part about coaching this team?
Just how much they support each other and come together, and they're just always there, hyping each other up and making sure that we're ready, and it makes me really proud.
What upcoming dance events can we be looking forward to?
Winter Pep Rally, Nationals, and our Spring Showcase.
All right.
Wow, I might have to come out and watch it next year.
Joe. You're not going to be here next year.
And?
Or maybe you will.
Yo, 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 yo. Well, anyway, Joe, have you finished your gift wrapping?
No, I haven't started yet.
It's a shame. You missed out on the class council's present wrapping event after school last week. Check out the scene in the library. A wide selection of wrapping paper. Our class council manning the tables for this gift wrapping fundraiser. People like Dr. O'Neill would come out and pay to get their presents wrapped. All proceeds from the event went towards future classes, proms, and graduations. Very interesting. Who are you getting your presents for, Joe?
Nobody.
That's the spirit. Very festive.
Anyway, time for us to pass the milk and cookies to our friends, Taylor Mulford and Noah Baker, who have more in this holiday show.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and we'll see you next year.
We will.
Current OC, the area's leading news magazine, continues.
Thanks, Joe and Braden. Now let the professionals take the reins from here. Welcome back to another holiday edition of the Current OC. I'm Taylor Mulford.
And I'm Noah Baker. 'Tis the season for presents. Nothing quite fulfills the Christmas spirit like buying things, right? Some are good, some are bad. Like socks. Thanks again, Taylor.
No problem. Here's the Current OC's Eliza Otten with those gifts that don't keep giving all year long.
Hi,
Hi, Saliza Ayan, reporting from the current OC. Today, we're going to go through the halls and ask what the worst Christmas gift you ever received was.
The worst gift I ever got was baby oil.
Unnamed branded socks, so like just like the plain white socks. Like, I just don't want that. Like, the Nike ones are where it's at.
My mom got me a pair of Skechers once.
Books. Okay, so the worst Christmas gift I've ever gotten was a re-gifted gift from a family member that was in the room. It was so awkward.
Bath bombs.
Santa Claus got me some panties.
One time, somebody gifted me a book that was all reasons why I admire my teacher, but it was blank.
That's awful. We'll have to give Miss Scioli a much better book.
Perhaps a copy of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
That's cliche, don't you think?
Bah, humbug. Now, let's join the current OC's Annabella Casamento as she puts the merriest of our crew to the test in a heated competition to see who can build the best gingerbread house. Gosh, golly gumdrops.
Hello, I'm Annabella, and welcome to the gingerbread house decorating contest. I'm here with...
Rocco Cafagna.
Cole D'Assassino.
Aaron Dash.
Grady Hoffman.
Your rules are you have 4 minutes to decorate your houses, no destruction of other people's gingerbread houses, and you must be blindfolded while you're decorating your houses. Looking under your blindfold or taking off your blindfold will result in immediate disqualification. At the end, Mr. Mikowski will pick the best decorated gingerbread house. Put your blindfolds on. Good luck, and your time starts now.
How much icing do I put them on? What's
that? You guys have 2 minutes left.
2 minutes?
That's a lot of time.
My hands are like completely disgusting.
I'm just laying this guy down now.
It's so nasty.
That's so candy at all.
Ten seconds left. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, time's up.
That's true.
Okay, you can take off your blindfolds.
Oh,
crap.
How do you think you did for being
blind? What's happening to mine?
How do you think you did?
Mine looks great.
Mine's good. If this stayed up,
you were looking. There's no way you were.
I was not looking.
Just destroyed. This is just total.
Okay, Mr. Mikowski, what's your final vote? These are the final gingerbread houses.
Yeah, I'm looking over these four. There's a lot of good artwork here. As I break it down, we look at this first one. It looks like they missed the target.
Yeah, okay? a little bit.
The job here was to decorate the gingerbread house. It looks like they decorated the front yard. So that one is not a winner. So we break these other two down. We have a good effort here, decorating with the candy cane and some other things on top. We got some nerds on the roof.
I agree, there was a lot of effort.
A lot of effort here, a lot of elements. I'm a little sloppy here with the way this is lined up, but they did get it on there. Really, it comes down for me to these two right here. And to me, the best one overall, let me take another look in the front just so I'm not missing anything. I mean, I think this is a great front door to the gingerbread house. I like the symmetry here with the candy canes and the mints. So my number one pick is this house right here. This is the number one gingerbread house, in my opinion.
Okay, you ready for me to reveal who it was?
Let's see.
The winner was Cole.
Cole D'Assassino. No, wait, I'm not picking a Cowboy fan. I'm gonna have to change my vote.
You're changing your vote?
I'm changing my vote. We'll stick with Cole. Congratulations to Cole. I can't believe I picked a Cowboy fan. Unreal.
And Cole D'Assassino took home the win. Nice job, Cole. In this economy, I'm sure the gingerbread man is very grateful for what you've done.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. The condition outside might ruin all the new real estate on the Marshmallow Plaza.
If you like your days cold, dark, and wet, this upcoming week is for you.
Fill us in on the weather, Frosty.
Thanks, guys. Now we're at the 7-day forecast. We're gonna have tomorrow a little bit of clouds, and then on Christmas, we're gonna have a little bit of rain, and after Christmas, I guess Santa's leaving a little bit of snow behind on Friday and Saturday, but looking at the degrees, doesn't look like there's gonna be that much snow. And in the weekend, we're gonna have a little bit of rain and some clouds. And that wraps up our 7-day forecast.
Thanks, Cole. It'll be nice to see if we get some more snow. Noah, are you looking forward to your coal?
It'll help keep the house warm. That'll do it for today.
Hang your stockings by the chimney with care and...
What the heck? Just be naughty and save Santa the trip.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting OCNJTV.com.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too.
Happy holidays!